Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let's go to the hotline and welcome to the show for the first time. This is Mr. Don Rickles. Mr. Rickles, how are you, sir?
Fine. Who's this?
My name is Mike, and it is a pleasure to speak with you today.
That's very exciting for me.
Of course.
Why right out of the gate? Couldn't we warm it up first? Then you can attack me?
No, I'm not going to attack you. I'm just excited to hear you talking to a guy on the radio. It's very exciting.
I have to tell you, I kicked myself in the ass that I never had the opportunity to see Frank Sinatra. I was pretty young when he passed away, and I try to get out there and see all the legends while I can. And I had the opportunity to see you the last time you played here at Ruth Eckert Hall in Tampa. And I was fortunate enough to be able to come back with my father and my wife and meet you. And you couldn't have been nicer. And I wanted to say thank you for that. It meant a lot to my dad, and it was really an honor to be able to meet you.
Well, thank you. I hope you enjoyed the show.
I absolutely did, and I can't believe that the way you throw yourself around, I couldn't. You actually threw yourself on the ground at one point and pop right back up. You're in great shape.
Yeah, well, that was then. Now I just sit in a chair with a cane because I had a leg that was infected with necrotizitis or whatever the hell they call it. So I've been working in a chair with a cane, but everything, people still show up and still enjoy, and it makes me very happy.
Still extremely funny, and there comes a point where you go to see a guy just to say you saw the guy, but then you get there and you're blown away that it still is funny. Isn't it a shame that you get to a certain age, but your mind is still sharp as a tack?
Well, I'm very, very fortunate. You know, some people, unfortunately, they slow up, but if you keep busy, it helps it, you know.
When you meet people, do they automatically assume that you're going to go into Don Rickles mode and begin to...
some people do, but most people are sensible and know that that's a performance. You know, I don't walk around calling people dummies.
I wish you would.
Yeah, I would think that's a badge of honor, though. I mean, you made a joke to me. My wife came in, and you were like, you're married to this goon, and I felt so great. I would never been so happy to be insulted.
Yeah, well, I do that for fun, but in my social life, my friends know me, so I kid around, but nothing like I do on stage, you know.
And you are friends with Bob Newhart. Everybody knows.
Very much so. Yeah, he's a dear friend.
Two great guys. Just dinner with the two of you must be fantastic.
Well, we've traveled the world together. He and his wife, and my wife, and we both come from different worlds, and yet we're like brothers. We laugh at the same things. We appreciate the same things, and we have a good time together.
Yeah, both comedy geniuses. Yeah. Both have different deliveries, but both equally as fun. Now, but that I can understand. But how did Stamos fit in the picture? Of all the guys you could be buddies with, how does he get to be buddies with you?
Well, he came around the house begging. You know. No, John is a friend. He's just, we met many years ago, and he's just, you know, a supporter, and he enjoys me, and I enjoy him, and he's a sweet guy and a good-looking guy, and he's in heat for anything that moves.
When I met you, I mentioned the documentary, and you were almost surprised that I had seen it. Does it surprise you that younger people are as into your comedy and as familiar with your work as other generations?
I'm really very happy about that because I don't per se do. You come out and do not that there's anything wrong in that, but I don't really do jokes. I do situations and so forth, and talk about guys that young people can relate to, and it's kind of fun, and I'm just really thrilled that so many young people come and see me.
It really is great. I have a 9-year-old son, and I was showing him Evel Knievel, and then we stumbled on the Dean Martin Evel Knievel roast, and we've now, he and I watched a bunch of the old Dean Martin roast online, and what fun you guys had back in the day. You don't see that anymore.
No, well, it was a different world then, but it was great fun always with Dean and doing those shows. You know,
you can have black people sitting there and make black jokes, and they laugh, and then they give you crap back, make Jewish jokes. People are it's too politically correct these days.
Well, my heart's in the right place. When I say it, you got to be living under a rock to take offense. I exaggerate it and make fun of all of us, and they seem to respond to that, and they know that I'm not trying to be hurtful, and I never get on the stage with that attitude. So it's been very fortunate for me, because they know that I just exaggerate and mean that in fun.
Yeah, I would imagine that. So we're having the honor to talk to the legendary Don Rickles. He's going to be here at Ruth Eckert Hall on Wednesday, March 23rd, and I can't stress enough how much you'll enjoy the show to go see him. Now, it's you and Regis, right?
Yeah, we're doing something that we've done once before, where we sit on the stage and Regis does some stuff and I do some stuff, and he talks to me about, you know, about our careers and so forth, and we find that the audience reacts really great, and we're looking forward to it.
Oh, good. I don't have to sit through Regis singing in order to see you, do I?
I'll tell him you said that.
Regis has been on the show a bunch of times. We're kind of buddies a little bit, so I can't
wait. He's a dear guy.
He's the nicest guy in the world, and to see the two of you together would be great.
Yeah, I certainly hope you'll mention it down there so they come and see us.
Oh, believe me, it'll be sold out. When I go home, I'm going to tell my wife, hey, I had the chance to talk to Don Rickles again today on the air, and she's going to be like, oh, that's fantastic. And then I'm going to go in the room and tell my two children that Mr. Potato Head was on the program, and I'll be the king of my household.
Yeah, well, I gained great success with the little young kids with the Mr. Potato Head. But
yeah, and you...
At 17 years, I've been doing that. When I first came about it, they asked me, John Landis, who is the guy in Disney, he's great. He said, Don, we got this Potato Head guy. I said, I don't do cartoons. Leave me alone. And 17 years later, with nice checks and some fun, I've been doing it.
There's another one coming out, right?
Yeah, and supposedly, we're waiting.
Well, that's fantastic. Is there any comedians now that you like, young folks anybody that caught your eye?
Well, it's a tough call. There's so many young people out there. I will say that my daughter is doing stand up now, Mindy Rickles, and she's doing pretty good. And
wow,
She's a funny gal, and she's got dad's delivery, and she's fun. I'm very proud of her.
What a tough choice. I mean, we talked to Tom Hanks' son, and we thought, why would you even bother when Tom Hanks is your father? Right. Sylvia Rickles, that's a huge role to fill.
Yeah, well, she's a good kid, and she has a great sense of humor, and she's been struggling along and doing pretty good.
Is there anything that you didn't get a chance to do? You've done TV for years. You've done acting in your own shows and guest starring on other people's shows. And, of course, all the live program. You were fantastic in Casino. I mean, what a great performance to be in there and fitting in with all the other great actors. Is there anything you didn't get to do that you're like, hey, if I would have had time, I would have done this?
Well, I think I covered every base. My biggest thrill was doing the inaugural with Sinatra for Ronald Reagan, Mr. Soul, and that was great fun. And If the right part had come along in the movies and I've done some good things, I would have been. But I can't. To cap it off, the way I am right now is fine. You know, yeah. I really don't know what to reach out for. You know,
that's good. Were those Sinatra days just the best days?
Pardon me?
Were those days with you and Sinatra in Las Vegas?
Frank was great, especially when he realized I was the bigger name.
Of course.
Well, you'll have an opportunity to see the bigger name along with Regis. They will be at Ruth Eckert Hall on March 23rd, 8 o'clock. You can go to RuthEckertHall.com for tickets. I'm looking forward to coming out there and seeing the two of you together, and I really appreciate you making the time to be on the air with us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Come back and say hello if
I
you can.
I absolutely will. Thank you, sir.
All right, good luck to you.
Thanks. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
There you go, the great Don Rickles.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.